been oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
Welcome, everyone, to this, the first part of a multi-part series here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall. And, of course, if you guys are just joining us, this is what I like to call our Single Bells Holiday Blues series. You know, this time every year, so many people get depressed because you're alone and you don't have that special someone to cozy up with. You know, the winter's kicking in and the holidays are here. And you have no one to buy gifts for, or there's no one that's going to be bringing you something special this year. But you know what? We need to learn how to amuse ourselves, enjoy being by ourselves sometimes. So these next few weeks, I'm going to be here during the holidays to do the show. For those of you who are by yourself, if you need to call in, I'll be here. And we'll make our own fun. You know, instead of you not enjoying going out and listening to the jingle bells and things, you know, you're sitting home sulking, you know, worrying about that, those infamous S-I-N-G. L-E, hell, you know, and sometimes we have to laugh at ourselves. So, you know, go in the mirror and sing about your single hell, if that's what you're in. But you have to change that single hell into those jingle bells for yourself. And, you know, this is a shortened show. It's just a 30-minute show. But I'll tell you all, this year for me on December 21st, it marks my first year anniversary of my divorce and my freedom from the hell that I was involved with just last year. So last year for me, it was, you know, I was enjoying my freedom. But this year, you know, around Thanksgiving, for whatever reason, I heard the silence in my home, and I felt the loneliness, which is something unusual for me because I happen to like being alone. But for whatever reason this year, something hit me and I felt the loneliness. So I understand what you're feeling. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that we can do to learn how to make it through these rough years. These rough holiday times, rather. You know, this year for me as a whole has been rather disappointing, but I'm still standing, so that in itself is a plus. And I also discovered that because of everything that I've been through, I'm not at that point where I'm ready to start dating again. So I need to really work on me and, you know, learn how to amuse and keep myself happy. And so many of us tend to look at our friends and how happy they appear to be. But a lot of people, whether you know it or not, they're wearing a mask because they don't want anyone to know the true hell that they're going through behind their closed doors. So don't always look at that at face value, because a lot of people are wearing a mask. And secondly, many people always say that, I've had so many people say, I want to be like you. You're so strong and you can handle this. But I'll tell you all, as I said earlier, there are days when I feel the loneliness and I hear the silence. And it gets to me as well. It's the difference is how I choose to deal with it and handle the situation that I'm in currently. So I refuse to allow the loneliness to define me or to shape or sabotage my future happiness, which I know that someday I will find it again and it will find me. This brings me to another situation, because right about now, you know, a lot of people start to talk about the infamous resolutions for next year. And now hear me out on this one, because I always tell people, you know, do not stand up and promise that you're going to lose weight, because you're not. You know, just like you have in any other year, you're not going to do it in 2012 either. And listen to my reasoning for saying this. My reasoning is that so many of us, we make these resolutions, but in reality, we're not at that place where we love ourselves enough to realize that our resolutions are in our best interest. So until we're at that point, there's no use in starting out the new year on a lie to ourselves, because maybe that lie that we tell ourselves is part of one of the elements that defines how our year is going to be as a whole. So resort to learn how to love yourself again and become your own best friend. And for the lady, this always works for me, because after I do healing through hurt, a lot of times I have on guests who tell very heart-wrenching stories. And, of course, there's stories of healing and survival. But I'm a bit of an empath, and I feel what they have felt or what they're feeling. And sometimes sitting here doing this show can be very draining for me. So I like to take a hot bath. And for those of you who don't like a bath, take a shower. But try turning off the lights and lighting some candles. And for those of you who are just in that victim mode and you always have a reason why you don't want to do that, or you're allergic to the smells of the candles, use a flashlight. But set a soothing atmosphere for yourself. And for the fellas, just turn on your favorite genre of music and just read a paper or chill. Just relax. I know you're not immune to heartache and disappointment either, so there are ways that you can really help yourself as well. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is that we need to learn how to make ourselves happy with or without that warm body we want to call our very own. Because just become your own best friend. Learn how to amuse yourself, take care of yourself, and love yourself. And I will be here during the holidays to celebrate and, of course, socialize with all of the people who are in the single bells mode right now. And for the gentlemen, if you're alone, feel free to call in or join me in the chat room as well, because I'll be here, and I know, you never know, you may meet someone special on the show. You just never know, because you don't know what fate has for you or your destiny. So you never know. But you have to find a way to socialize. Do not be alone during these holidays, because it will only bring you down. And I want each of you listening to make a promise to try to take care of you in the new year. I know I won't be spending a lot of my time anymore on people who choose to be victims. They're much too draining for me to continue to try to help them when they're not at a point where they want to be helped. So, you know, but I will be there when they make the honest decision to move forward to their change. I will be there for them. And even with healing through hurt, once again, I'm changing and we're evolving, because if you listen to the show last week, it was the pilot show for our Poets Corner Cafe. I will be featuring spoken word artists on the fourth Saturday of every month, who will bring something positive, motivational, and inspirational to the show. Because a lot of times when we're writers and we write about our experiences, whether it be domestic violence mixed with health issues, rape, abuse, whatever it is, it gets to be tiresome and old, even for us. We tell our stories because we are paving the way to help others make it through their storm, but we're human, and sometimes it becomes very draining to us. So we have to take those breaks to help us stay safe. Very on that control. We have to keep control. We don't want to lose what we have because we can't afford to show any vulnerabilities when we're trying to help others come through their storm. So for me, I'll tell you all, and I'll share this, and I haven't shared this with anyone. I haven't felt well physically in a very long time, and I'm not going to sit here and think, wow, some days I don't feel like I'll be here this time, even next year. But I'm not going to allow even that to control what I do now. Because for today, I'm still here. I'm talking. I'm breathing. I'm moving forward. And I'm here with you because I know that I was born on this earth to be here, to do this. And that's why next year, Healing Through Hurt is evolving into something else. We are bringing more positive elements into the programming. You know, as always, I will continue to bring you the very best in authors and experts. Plus, I will be telling you more about my upcoming book release and where I am with that. I actually have the first hard copy in hand, and I'm doing editing now. But even with the book, it's a book that has pieces in it. It's metaphorically written so that you'll get what you need out of the piece, but it's meant to incite communication. If you're in a book club, it would be a great piece. I have pages in there for you to write notes to yourself, for you to talk about how the piece made you feel and what you got out of it and what your game plan is to change whatever that flaw is that you've discovered while reading different passages in the book. And, you know, it's a good book to give to a friend that you know may need to have enlightenment. I will say this, the book is full of words that so many of us think, but we would never, ever, ever say. So that in itself is a positive in the book, because I've never been one since I've become an adult to really sit back and bite my tongue about anything. So, of course, I know when to choose my battles. That I do know. But, of course, we do need to figure out ways to keep ourselves uplifted and moving forward, even when there's no one else around to do it for us. You know, in these hard economic times, so many people are not into helping anyone but themselves. So we have to make sure that we find ways to depend on ourselves and not allow our success or failures to fall into the hands of anyone but ourselves. Welcome to our guests in the chat room. Thanks so much for joining me here today. This evening, rather. And welcome to all of our callers who are listening in and our call query. If you have a question or comment or anything, give us a call, 646-478-4726. And, of course, for the guests in the chat room, if you have a question or comment, you can either log in under a username and you'll be able to interact in the chat room, or you can give me a call at 646-478-4726. I am here for another, say, 14 minutes or so. So, with that said, get out. It's okay to go out by yourself this holiday season. And I just want you all to remember something. You know, you need to walk by faith and not by your circumstances. And God has you if you allow him to get close enough to catch you when you think you're about to fall. So just remember to keep the faith and keep up. Right now, I'm sitting up here. I'm in great pain, but I'm here tonight because this feels good to me to be here talking with you all and helping you make it through your rough times. So I'm praying that next year will be my breakaway year. And if it's not my full breakaway year, I know I'm going to be a lot closer to my breakaway than I was this time this year. So that's my positive outlook on everything. And as far as you doing what's best for you, you have to make the choice. Are you going to be a survivor or a victim? Victims like people to feel sorry for them. No matter what you do to try to help them, they're going to tear down. They're going to compare their life with yours and say why my life worked or your life worked and theirs won't work if they try whatever you say to them. If they're getting to the point where they're infecting your happiness, then you need to take a back step and let them figure it out for themselves, because misery truly does like company. And people will make you miserable and sick. And right now, I'm sure most of us have enough problems of our own. We cannot physically, mentally, or spiritually take on the burden of someone else, especially when those burdens have nothing to do with us. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to love ourselves. And this holiday season, we have to make the promise to entertain ourselves. I may just go out and buy myself a small ham and make myself a holiday dinner. I can put the food away. I can freeze some of it, have it for later. But I'm going to enjoy myself this holiday season as best I can. And you should try to do that as well. Turn on some holiday music. Go in the kitchen. If you're not a baker, I bake from scratch. I cook from scratch. Go out, get yourself some ready-made cookies or something. Bake yourself some cookies. Don't eat the whole batch, but, you know, have some cookies and milk. Get some of the holiday shows. Sit down, journal, write how you're feeling, write out all of your frustrations. And once you're done writing out your frustrations, start writing out your game plan of what you're going to do in 2012 to make yourself a step closer to the happiness that you're seeking, with or without that warm body in your life. I know that so many of my girlfriends make the mistake wanting to have that warm body near them at any cost. But if that warm body is just that, just the warm body, and they're not bringing anything else into your existence, why would you do that to yourself? That's telling me that you love that priority who is really, in their eyes, you know, you're just an option to them. So make yourself that priority and learn how to take care of you, love you. And when you're ready to start making resolutions because you know that they're in your best interest, then by all means do so. For now, if you're that depressed, anything that you say in a depressed state, it's not going to turn out well because you're not thinking with a clear and a very upbeat mind. If you make decisions when you're depressed, those decisions are probably not the best decision for you. It's probably not the best action you should take. But we're going to be here on the weekends. I'm going to probably be playing some holiday music, maybe. Or we'll just be sitting here chatting on these holiday weekends, because I don't think anyone likes to be alone. And I know that everyone hates feeling lonely during these seasons. And I don't know, it's closer, you know, the closer it's to Christmas, I don't know if I'll feel like I did on Thanksgiving. I'm not too sure. But I know that no matter what I feel, I'm going to make the best of it. And if I'm really, if I wake up and I'm really feeling that down and out, I'm going to combat it by going into the mirror, saying something positive to beautiful me. And you should try that as well. You know, tonight I was supposed to have a guest speaker, but they're going through something, so they just threw up their hands. I don't want to do anything. I need to take care of me. So you go into that corner and you alienate everyone and you sit there by yourself. So you've allowed that negativity to infest your soul. And now that negative vibe is running through your veins. So now you've caught the virus of depression and you won't let anyone in. So until you decide or realize that out of battles and wars, you may be losing the battle, but you're not alone. Just when you think that you're going to fail, your soldiers will come to uplift you and fight on your behalf. But you have to let your army in. So that's just something to think about. And of course, as you all know, every single week, before I leave, I always give you all my favorite mantra. And that's, of course, my prayer for you to receive enough. I pray that you receive enough of whatever it is that you need. I pray you receive enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day. And I pray that especially that you receive enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around, whether it's inside or outwardly, to turn that frown around. Turn it upside down into a smile. But most of all, I always pray you enough strength and courage to be able to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond, especially during this holiday season. And of course, anytime you want to talk, I'm just an email, a tweet, a Facebook post, or a phone call away. If you're a member of the Twitter Nation, you can find us at @Wall_Foundation on Twitter. And of course, if you're on Facebook, join me there at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. I'm there all the time, all during the day. I check in and like us there and pass it on to your friends. But join me there. That's one of the best places where you can actually talk to me personally and not a member of the staff. And of course, if you'd like to write to us or support us in any way, we're at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you'd like to give us a phone call, our number is 202-618-2556. And, of course, email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And so many of our contacts are through the Wall Foundation because Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a community-based 501c3 nonprofit. The mission is to cater to at-risk youth and their families. Because you see, I discovered a long time ago that before I can heal the young people, I have to help heal the adults that they look up to. So the Wall Foundation, we're small. We're no multi-million dollar nonprofit, but we do mighty things. We supply food to needy families, so families where they may have a sick relative and they're not able to get out as much. So we bring them food that lasts for at least a week. And we have our drive to provide clothing to the needy as well. And of course, we have our spring and summer programs that will be coming in 2012. So we're coming back full force. And, you know, sometimes people tend to want to support these multi-million dollar well-known organizations, but there are a lot of us grassroots nonprofits out there who are doing great things. And even when I'm feeling my absolute worst, I know that there are people that need me. So I will get in my vehicle and go make my delivery and sometimes just sit and be that listening ear, because everyone needs someone. And I need you all. And that's why I'm here, because, you know, so many times I see you in the call query and I see you in the chat room. And I know that you're here. And you continuously help to make Healing Through Her Talk Radio among the popular talk shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And for that, I can never thank you enough. So Healing Through Her will be expanding and growing and moving forward in bigger and better ways. So once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here for this abbreviated show. And I hope in some way that you take some of that knowledge and you put it to good use. Because I know I am. I'm going to light some candles, put on some slow music, and just lie back and relax. So until next time, you be blessed and try your very best to not allow the single bells to get to you. I'm single, and right now I'm where I know I need to be, because I have to finish fixing me before I'm ready to go back out there, so that I won't make the mistakes that I made last time. I really married the wrong person. And for that, I claim my responsibility. So that's another thing. Claim your responsibility, forgive your enemies, and let it go so that you can move on. Make it through this holiday season and go into the new year on a positive note. So with that said, I want to wish you all a beautiful remainder of your weekend, and I will see you back here next week, same time, for Healing Through Her iTalk Radio. I am your most humbled host, Maria Wall, and until then, you be blessed. Have a wonderful, safe remainder of your weekend and a beautiful work week. And for those of you looking, I hope you find your new position. Take care.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do ba ba da do da. Do do ba ba da do. Do do ba ba da do da. I don't know what I should do. I always thought that you would love me. I always thought that you'd be true. And now I'm sad you're feeling lonely. I don't know what I should do.